Good morning.
大家早上好。
How is everybody doing today?
大家今天怎么样？
Good. Is everybody awake? Are you ready to receive the word of God today?
Yes.
Oh man.
Yes.
Are we ready to receive the word of God today?
Yes.
Well, I know that sometimes mornings are hard to just be awake and alert, but God put a special message on my heart this week as I was in prayer and as I was in His Word and as I was asleep.
神在这周呢，在我的心里放了一个很特别的信息。
And so today I'm going to be talking from my heart.
今天我就要把这个信息从我的心里面讲出来。
And if we don't preach and speak the Word of God from our heart,then we're doing it in the wrong way. And so today, I hope you don't feel like, oh my goodness, he's so convicted. He's convicted me, and my goodness, he's stepping on my toes.
如果我们在传讲神的话语的时候，不是从内心里面发出的话，很有可能我们可能做错了。
But I know that if that is happening, that is God's word speaking to us.
如果我们真的确定是神的话语的话，我们就要把它讲出来给大家听。
On Thursday, this is my journey of sermon prep this week. I've had quite a few random weeks lately. Good weeks. A lot of meeting with different people, and it's been great to do that. But I had a really random week this week.
我想要跟大家分享一下这个星期我在准备讲道过程中遇到的事情。可能我觉得我经历了一些比较很。随性的一些经历，很。
And when I'm preparing for a sermon, I knew I had to preach this week. I spend probably 75% of the time in prayer.
当我知道这星期这周天是我讲到的时候，可能我有四分之三的时间是用来祷告。
And I had a dream on Wednesday night that God was speaking to me.
在周三晚上我做了一个梦，那在梦里神在跟我讲话。
It was such a random dream.
那个梦也很 random.
And in my dream, I woke up and I was like, I felt the compelling love of God and compassion just all over me.
但是当做完那个梦醒来的时候，我能够感觉到神的爱真的是环绕我，然后神的能力非常的大。
So I woke up at 4 a.m. with my mind just right after that dream, my mind just flooded with thought.
就我凌晨四点就起来了，那个时候我的脑海里有非常多的思想，然后有非常多的神跟我要说的信息。
And the majority of the message happened in 30 minutes because of what God had spoken to me through that dream.
然后有其中有很多的信息是在半个小时之内我想到的。
And so I stand before you today. I struggled Thursday to have anything down on my paper to speak to you about because I was still in thought.About exactly what was God saying to me to convict my heart, and what is He telling me to say to my church, our church, together as a family?
所以从那个时候开始，我就一直在思考，说神到底希望我在今天向大家说什么。包括直到今天早上，我也一直在思考，因为这些思绪一直是在我的脑海里。
And so this passage came to my mind.
所以神让我看到了这段经文。
And before we get into it, I really want to pray. I want to pray that the Holy Spirit's words are coming out of my mouth, not my own.
在我们今天开始讲到之前，我非常希望能和大家做一个祷告，希望接下来我要讲的是来自神的话，而不是来自我自己的。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来做一个祷告。
Lord God, we're entering into your word, a time of studying your word together.
亲爱的天父，我们今天聚集在这里来学习你的话语。
And Holy Spirit, no heart change can happen unless you're involved in it.
圣灵啊，若不是你来做工，没有人的心能够会 被改变。
And so God, I ask as I speak your truth today, that Holy Spirit, you would lead and guide me.
求你今天早上能够带领我来传讲你的话语，来从我的内心来讲道。
Lord, that my thoughts and my words would not get in the way of what you have to say today.
让我自己的思想，让我自己的意见，不要阻拦了你真正你想要我讲的话。
So be here with us, Holy Spirit. We thank you that you are the teacher, the helper, the guide of our lives.
求圣灵在今天早上能够与我们同在。
And we pray, Lord, that we'd walk away here encouraged and changed.
主啊，我们求你能够帮助我们在今天离开教会的时候，能够心里能够来思考你的话语，能够有学习到你的话语。
And we pray all of this, God, Holy Spirit, in your name. Amen.
我们照祷告是奉你的名。Amen.
Compassion was the word that was put on my heart. Compassion.
怜悯这个词是神把这个词放到了我的心里。
And the definition of compassion is suffering together with another, participation in suffering, fellow feeling, sympathy, deep awareness of the suffering of another accompanied by the wish to relieve it.
心存怜悯的定义呢，就是和另一个正在经历苦难的人来一起来经历这个过程，然后能够内心充满爱心，充满怜悯的来帮助他。
Our world today, if you watch the news, if you're on social media, if you listen to our world today, it is so torn apart.
如果你有在一些社交网站上看到一些新闻，你会发现我们现今在的这个世上真的是非常的非常的远离神。
Pride, hate, prejudice, division, that is what is happening today in our world.
我们常常能看到很多仇恨，很多分歧，很多神所不喜悦的事情，但他们都一直在发生。
And if you're like me, you're just ready to stop watching the news. You're just ready to delete your Facebook account, your Twitter account, and all these different things because there's so much negativity and division going through those social medias and the news channels.
有时候我甚至希望能够就把这些社交的应用关掉，然后不看了。可能大家也有类似的心情。
Who can we trust? Who is saying the truth? Who is actually really caring about issues going on in the world? Those are questions that flood through our minds.
所以我就在思考，我们到底能够相信谁呢？到底谁会真正关心，世界上发生的事情呢？
And my biggest question that I am asking because of seeing these things is how am I as a believer supposed to function in a world like this? How am I supposed to function?
所以当我在看到这些事情，这些新闻的时候，我也更加会思考，作为一名基督徒，我到底应该怎么做呢？
It seems like each person all over the news and media is out for their own interests, their own agenda, and we as believers cannot be caught up in the silliness.
所以看到那些新闻的时候，我觉得说每个人好像都在为他自己的利益在做事情，但是我们作为神的子女，我们是不应该要那样子的。
And I have to say, it's not just in the United States. It is all over the world. People are divided.
然后这样的状况并不是只有美国才有，在世界上各个国家都有这样的情况，就到处都有分歧。
In America, here you're asked to be tolerant and to understand people, but when you show a difference of opinion, you are not tolerated. There's so much confusion.
虽然大家都让你要忍耐，要接受别人的意见，但是当你说出你自己的想法的时候，他们并没有。像他们说的那样来对待你。
We as people have the right to make choices we do. And we have the right, we have the very right as a human being to make those choices. And no one should be able to say you can't. We have a right in that, but we must be above reproach in it.
好像大家一直在强调说我们有一些权利，我们有很多权利可以做自己的决定，我们有权利来有这样或者那样的意见，但是我们必须要意识到我们的权利其实并不是由我们自己的一些意见来主导的。
It is not wrong to protect. It is not wrong to fight for the injustice of others. It is not wrong to stand up for something that you believe in.
当我们站起来来捍卫自己的信仰的时候，其实这样做并不是错的。
In fact, God encourages us to do that very thing, to stand up for those who are being mistreated, to care for those who are being hurt and persecuted. We are encouraged as His followers to care for those people.
因为作为神的选民，神鼓励我们说要去有心存怜悯的心去关心身边的人，去帮助身边的人。
But I'm afraid we can hold our flags up. We hold them up. We can hold up signs, and we can choose our sides. But the only thing we get when we become a part of that is a divide.
我很希望我们能够作为基督徒，我们能够坚定自己的立场。
Let's remember one thing. If we call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ, we belong to an everlasting kingdom. And our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is the one that we trust. He is the one that we can listen to. He is the one that above all else is truth.
如果我们把自己称为神的子民的话，我们一定要记得我们是属于一个有永生的国度的，我们应该追随应该相信的人是主耶稣。
So when we're standing, when we're holding flags up, when we're holding signs up, know what you're holding them up for. They should be for God.
当我们想要坚定自己的立场，想要举着牌子来告诉大家我们相信的是什么的时候，我们应该要记得我们所相信的是主。
The very thing He gives us as His people is peace.
神给我们带来的是平安。
And that peace should stir inside of our hearts for compassion for others.
神给我们的平安应该要带来怜悯。
And that peace does not cause a divide, it actually causes a change. It causes a change within us, within them, those who we are around.
神所带来的平安不应该为我们带来分歧，而是能够在我们心里有能够改变我们的内心。
Colossians 3:12-14, let's look at that together. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with the compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
让我们一起来看哥罗西书3:12-14。所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
I'm sitting there Wednesday or Thursday morning really early with this dream. And in that dream, it was a dream about a child I used to work with in the school systems back in Pennsylvania.
在周四的凌晨，当我醒来的时候，我还在想着我做的那个梦，然后我想到了原来在宾州和我一起工作的一个，在我工作中遇到的一个小孩。
And this child, he struggled with mental illness.
这个小孩呢，他的他在。有经受一些精神方面的疾病。
And I remember going to school every day with this kid and teaching him skills and things like that and saying, hey, you know, get down from the top of that shelf, you'll hurt yourself, and different things like that. He still wore a diaper and had to be changed at the age of 10. And all of these many different things, he could not function without the help of many people around him.
所以我还记得那个时候，我有每天来教他各种各样的技能，然后每天要看着他，防止他去爬到很高的地方，然后摔下来受伤。在他十岁的时候，他还要穿着尿布，然后很多事情都要别人来帮他来做。
And there would be people that say, oh, well, he's, you know, why are you spending your time with him? Why are you caring for him? And there, you know, easily you could become frustrated with him because he would do things just to get negative attention from you. And you were constantly, constantly, every time for 4 hours straight, you were constantly redirecting him and saying, don't do this, don't do this. Here's a reward, do this, do this. You were constantly involved in his life. And I could see, yes, you could easily get frustrated.
所以那个时候，在我帮助他的过程中，其实很容易变得沮丧，因为经常在好几个小时之内，我都在重复着告诉他同样的事情，然后身边的人也会跟我说你为什么要在这上面花时间呢？
But that child taught me what true compassion was.
但是那个小孩教会了我真正的怜悯，真正的心存怜悯是什么样的？
A compassion that I learned.How to act and treat others.
那样的怜悯教我怎样来对待身边的人，怎样爱身边的人。
And a lot of what he did was not his fault. It's because he did not understand.
那个时候，那个小孩做的事情其实也并不是他的错，只是他不太理解很多事情。
Yet every day, even though I was frustrated, he would run up to me and give me a hug.And he would be like, oh, hi, and be goofy. He couldn't really talk very much. But he would be like, Chuck, Chuck, and stuff like that. And I'd sit in class, and there were moments where my heart was so compelled to love him.
所以那个时候那个小孩其实并不怎么讲话，但是他会经常给我一个大大的拥抱。然后有时候跟他在一块在上课的时候，我就能够感受到有爱在我的身边。
And I was reminded as a believer, as a follower of Christ, that I should treat others, no matter how difficult the situation, with compassion.
那个时候，那段经历让我明白说，不管当时的境遇有多么的困难，我们应该真的是要对待别人的时候要心存怜悯。
We, as God's people, need to be compassionate.We need to care about what other people are going through. We need to show empathy. That's part of compassion, where we can place ourselves in their shoes to understand what they're going through.
作为神的儿女，我们真的是要心存怜悯的来对待别人。我们要设身处地的为别人着想。
But sometimes as Christians, that compassion is not there.
但有时候作为基督徒呢，我们并不是常常心存怜悯的来对待别人。
And I've been found guilty of that as well. So I'm not saying this like, oh, you know, you guys are all not compassionate. I'm saying there are moments that we have a lack of compassion for others.
我有时候我并不是在每一个时候都能够做到心存怜悯的。今天我也不是想要在这边来指责大家。我只是想要提醒大家说我们有的时候真的是忘记了要心存怜悯来对待别人。
As God's chosen people, holy, dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion and then the kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience that comes with it. Compassion is something that should characterize us as his followers.
就像三章十二节所说的那样，作为神的子民，我们就要心存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
But how does this compassion pour into our homes? The walls of our homes. Are we compassionate to our family? Are we compassionate to our roommates, our friends, the people that come into the walls of our home? Do we show compassion like Jesus showed us to them?
那我们到底要怎样才能做到心存怜悯呢？我们可以来思考一下，我们是在面对自己的家人、朋友身边的人的时候，我们是怎么做的
？Let me tell you, there are times that I fail in showing compassion to my kids when they are acting crazy.
就有的时候我并没有心存怜悯的对待我的小孩，当他们看上去就很不乖的时候。
But when I do wrong in those situations, I automatically God convicts me and says, love. You need to care for them in love, not out of anger.
但每次当我想要对我的小孩生气的时候，神就会在这个时候借圣灵提醒我说，我们要用爱，要用怜悯来对待自己的孩子。
Sometimes I don't stop to ask, what's going on in your heart right now? Why are you doing this? Instead, sometimes I'm just quick to say, stop it.
所以我有时候会常常问说，有时候会忘记问说，你这个时候在想什么？反而我很经常马上的表现是，停下，不要再做这样的事了。
And trust me, I know that there needs to be discipline involved in the home, but discipline in a loving, compassionate way, not discipline in an angry, hateful, spiteful way.
父母确实要管教自己的孩子，但是我们要用爱来管教他们。
How do we treat others? Moving on to another aspect, how do we treat others within the walls of our church?
从另一个角度来看呢，我们要怎样在教会的里面，来做到心存怜悯的对待别人呢？
I'm very avid in understanding this. If we can't treat each other within these walls of the church and other brothers and sisters in Christ, if we can't treat them with compassion and care, how should we expect to show that same compassion to the people who are outside of these walls?
我很坚信的一点是，如果我们在教会里都做不到能够心存怜悯的爱别人，我们出去了这个教会又怎么能做到呢？
In my opinion, Christians without compassion have a detrimental effect on the world when they don't show compassion. I believe it's worse when a Christian does not show compassion to others.
我相信说，当一个基督徒没有再用心存怜悯的心对待别人的时候，他对这个世界的负面的影响其实是更大的。
Why I believe that is because as people that are supposed to be changed by Christ's salvation, His grace, His compassion on us, we should love others in that same way. If we don't show compassion to a brother and sister who's going through something or who has done something wrong, and we don't show compassion to that person, we are not showing the compassion of Christ who saved us and gave us salvation, are we?
我为什么会这么觉得呢？因为我们本来是应该是一群已经在主里面有圣灵来带领我们被神改变了的人，可是我们都没有做到要心存怜悯的来对待别人。
My hometown is Baltimore City, Maryland, and we went through a very difficult church division.
当我在马里兰的老家的时候，我经历过一次教会的纷争和分裂。
See, the leaders of the church were actually doing something about the community. They were actually reaching the people who lived in the community, and our community was surrounded by some suburbs, but also our church line was right on the city and county line, but we were also right down the road from the projects, which was the place where the lower income people would live.
所以那个时候，教会的人呢，其实是有到当地的社区去做一些工作。那时候我们教会在的地方呢，是离城市也很近，然后离郊区也很近。然后那个时候，在我们教会附近住着很多在贫困线以下的人。
And so what happened was, and I don't know why this was thought of as wrong. Thursday nights, we would have 40 to 50 people from the projects, young guys coming.Okay, this was a black and a white thing. We had young guys who were African American coming on Thursday nights to play basketball on the church parking lot with my youth pastor and some of us youth. And they were just loving time. And our youth group, I remember seeing it grow and grow and grow because our pastors were like, we need to reach the people around us. Stop living in the suburbs. We need to actually reach those who God put around us. And so I remember them coming, and the excitement was growing. People were hearing the gospel. And guess what happened?
So,
go ahead, you're good.
教会的人就一直在鼓励我们说我们应该要进到社区里来传福音，然后那个时候我们的社会也教会也在一天天的壮大，然后每周四的晚上就会有一群年轻的人过来我们教会的停车场打篮球那时候我们的青年牧师 也有跟他们在一起有很多活动，但是大家猜后来发生了什么？
The church got upset.
然后后来教会其实对这样的活动是并不开心的。
There were gangster-looking people coming into our church.
因为他们觉得说那些来我们教会的人看上去好像不是什么好人。
And it wasn't the same kind of people that lived in the suburbs and their nice houses.
他们并不像那些在郊区里面住的那些在很好的房子里面住的的人。
And so the church eventually kicked out the pastors.
所以那个教会就把那个时候的牧师赶走了。
Because they were showing compassion.
因为那个时候他们没有心存怜悯。
So as a church, we have the responsibility to reach the lost no matter who.
所以作为一个教会我们应该要向所有的人传福音，不管那个人他出生的阶级、他的收入、他的种族是怎样的。
And we take care of our brothers and sisters, and we care for them. They should have been caring for the pastors doing the right work.
我们要用心存怜悯的心爱自己的弟兄姐妹。那个时候，我们的教会也应该要用同样的心来爱那个时候的那个牧师。
So in God's sarcasm.The church split, sad situation, but a great situation happened later. An African-American church bought the property, and that church was growing like crazy.
所以那个时候教会有了分裂，但是后来有一件好事发生了，就是当地的一个教会，另一个教会买了被分裂的这个教会的这个地方，然后呢，在这个教会里面呢就教会有一直有在壮大，然后会有更多的人来到这个地方。
The church fought with its leaders and the deacons and the pastors and the congregation, and they were like, "We can't do this. We can do this. We can't do this." But the encouragement, the compassion for each other. Oh, maybe God placed this on their hearts to serve in this way. We should support them. We should care for them. But instead, what was happening was this division was occurring. There was no compassion in the hearts of the people. They were just angry and bitter that how could we allow this to come into our church? How could our church look like this instead of the way that they thought?
所以当教会在有分裂的时候，大家都以为这是神让我们做的事情，我们要心存怜悯的来做一些事情。但是当他们有了纷争，然后一步一步走到分裂的时候，其实那个时候他们的内心并没有心存怜悯。
Compassion in our verse, compassion stems from knowing the truest love. In verse 14, it says, over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together. That compassion is rooted in the deepest, truest sense of love.
像三章十四节说的那样，在这一切之外，要存着爱心。爱心就是联络全德的。这边想要告诉我们的是，怜悯其实是来自懂得最真实的爱的人。
Instead of saying, why are they doing that? What are they doing? Instead, they should have been praying and saying, God, what can I do to support them? What can I do to be a part? Because we can't do it alone. The pastors knew they couldn't do it alone, so they're trying to raise up the support of the church. But the church was too stuck in their own worlds that they missed the kingdom happening right there in their midst.
那个时候教会的人就一直在问说你们在做什么，一直在质疑彼此，但那个时候他们并没有 真的想要来帮助那一位牧师来向更多的人传福音。
And I'm saying this, God is growing our church.
所以我想要跟大家分享的是，现在神正在帮助我们来壮大我们的教会。
In the midst of this growth, Satan will notice.
在我们教会发展的过程中呢，其实这样会引来撒旦魔鬼的注意。
God is more powerful than anyone, and especially the devil.
神是比魔鬼更有能力的，他比任何人都更有能力。
But we must, as a church, we have a loving church. We must be careful that we don't lose sight of that compassion that Christ showed us and share that compassion with each other.
我们有一个充满爱的教会，但我们要时刻警醒，我们时刻都要记得要心存怜悯。
We must take watch.
我们要时刻警醒。
We know the true God. He has shown us compassion and true love. His love should compel us to be compassionate to brothers and sisters in Christ, where we take the time to care. And truly, when we ask, how are you doing, that we really mean, how are you doing? And that when someone needs something, we go and we give and we care and we show up.
我们知道真正的神是会用爱 来鼓励我们要心存怜悯去帮助身边的人，当他们需要帮助的时候，我们就应该在那里帮助他们。
But that takes a church to do.
如果想要做到那样的话，我们整个教会需要一起努力。
And that church includes the elderly, the career, the college, the youth, and very down to that nursery room right over there.
这样的努力呢，是需要教会的牧舍、教会的长老和 youth 同工和学生，还有包括现在在隔壁房间的小孩一起努力来做的。
How much compassion do we have for each other?
我们对别人有多少的怜悯呢
？If I have not loved you correctly.I stand up here saying I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
如果我之前并没有用正确的方式 来爱大家的话，今天我想要向大家道歉，请大家原谅我。
Because I too am perfect. I too have my moments where I sin.
因为我也是不完美的，我也有犯罪的时候。
Sometimes as well, we need to be compassionate towards those in the church who are.Not doing things right.
所以我们有的时候也要对身边的人有怜悯，当他们在做不是很正确的事的时候。
Even if we disagree with how they did things or something, we need to show compassion to each other.
即使我们并不赞同他们的做法，我们也要心存怜悯的来对他们。
That when we look at each other, we see that person who's been saved by compassionate love, the compassionate love of Christ.
如果我们这样用心存怜悯的爱来对别人的话，我们就能够看到一个人是能够被这样的爱改变的。
So I do ask that if I have ever done anything to you that was not loving or Christ-like, I ask for your forgiveness.
所以说，如果我之前做错了一些事情，没有用心存怜悯的心对待你们的话，我想要向你们道歉。
And as a family,We do that for each other. We seek that forgiveness, and we forgive.
身处在教会这样的一个大家庭，我们做错了事就也需要寻求别人的原谅，然后我们也要用同样的心来原谅别人。
We look past that fault. We don't hold that and say, "Oh, this is how I see you." We look through that fault. We don't do that.
我们不应该记仇，老是记着别人做错的事情。
That is not how Christ looks at us.
那并不是神看我们的方式。
1 John 4, 19-20, I'm going to read this real quickly. It won't be on your screen. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother or sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen. And he gives us this command, anyone who loves God must also love their brother or sister.
约翰一书四章十九到二十一节说：“我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。”
I've had my problems with holding grudges. Even from the age of 7, I remember holding a grudge against my sister.
其实我并我以前也有犯过类似的错误，就没有就是记着仇，并没有原谅别人。我甚至记得七岁的时候，那时候我生我弟兄姐妹的气。
We were traveling to Florida on deputation, where we traveled a church to church to raise support for the mission field, because my parents were missionaries in China. And I remember sitting in our car, and we had a really big van at that time. I don't know why it was so big. She pushed me off of my seat. I wasn't buckled. She pushed me off of my seat. I fell on aluminum foil, the box, and that razor part cut my leg.
那个时候我们在佛罗里达的路上，是为了在我们的父母那时候在中国宣教，我们那时候为了筹钱就到各个教会去。然后那时候我们在车上。我其实并没有系安全带，然后我的妹妹或者姐姐就推了我一下，我就摔到了一个锡箔纸的那个盒子上，然后那个盒子上有一层锯齿是切那个锡箔纸的，然后那个就弄伤了我。
And so every once in a while, I forgave her already. Okay, I'm past that. But every once in a while, I just a teaser. I lift up my pant leg and I'm like, see, remember that.
其实我现在已经原谅他了，但是那个时候我时不时的会把我的裤脚卷起来让他看，说看这就是你那个时候推我然后造成的。
Sometimes we can be too sensitive and not understand that as the person who's been offended, we also have to forgive as well, and we also have to show compassion as well on the offender.
有时候我们可能太过于敏感，我们就会忘记了说，要。心存怜悯的来对待有冒犯过我们的人。
And I'm sure, you know, now I've definitely grown in my grudge holding and my non-forgiveness of people, but there are still times where that can be difficult.
现在我在学会原谅别人的这方面有做得越来越好，但真的是有的时候很难马上就能够原谅别人。
It's God's people, that compassion.Rooted and stems from that love of Jesus Christ, that compassion should compel us to treat our brothers and sisters in Christ in a way that Jesus would treat us, in a way that Jesus showed us compassion on that cross and died for our sins. We should look at each other in that same way.
作为神的子民呢，我们应该要心存怜悯，那样的怜悯是从神的爱里面来的。当我们在面对身边的弟兄姐妹的时候，我们要心存怜悯。我们要记得说，那个时候就是心存怜悯的耶稣在十字架上为我们舍命，为我们洗去了我们的罪。
And then let's continue in Colossians 3:15-17, the rest of this passage, because this sets the tone for us as believers.
让我们来继续看第三章十五到十七节。
It should be on the screen as well. I have the PowerPoints for it. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to have peace and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom.Through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
我们一起来看哥罗西书的十五到十七节，三章十五到十七节。
Compassionate love brings about peace.
怜悯的爱能够带来平安。
Working together instead of working against each other.
我们一起来做工，而不是彼此对立的来做事情。
Members of one body at peace because we operate in compassionate love like Christ told us and showed us to.
互为肢体的我们应该要和平的相处，因为我们是活在怜悯之中的。
And we must be aware and watch out for when the devil tries to come in and tries to cause divisions, tries to cause discouragement among us. We must watch out.We must build each other up, and sometimes that does mean reproof correcting. Sometimes that does mean where we have to have a serious conversation of confrontation with someone. But we must always remember, do not let truth leave you. Do not let his love leave you as we communicate with each other.
我们真的是需要时刻的警醒，因为撒旦在任何时候都会进到我们当中来造成分裂。我们要时刻记得说，真正的爱是什么，真正的怜悯的心是怎么样的。我们要用爱心来对待身边的人，哪怕有时候我们需要有一个很严肃的对话，我们需要很严肃的指出对方的错误，但是我们必须要那么做，因为我们是怀着有爱的心来对待个人的。
When we see each other like Jesus sees us, it makes it so much easier because that compassionate love will bring that peace when problems arise.
我们要来学会用神看我们的眼光来看身边的人，那样就会容易很多。
But as a church, sometimes we can even sometimes love someone to a fault. Have you ever heard that statement before? We can love somebody to a fault.
但在教会里有时候我们可能会因为太多的爱别人，我们就不会及时的纠正他的错误，会纵容他。
We may be too afraid to even speak to them and share what God has put in our hearts that we just don't because we're afraid that they'll be offended by what we say.
我们有的时候会害怕指出别人的错误，我们有时候害怕指出别人错误的时候会冒犯到他们。
We should love each other.By recognizing the fault, but seeing past it like Jesus did.
我们要用心存怜悯的心来看到对方身上的错误。
Let's not make a mistake through pettiness and mistaking that with peacefulness.
我们不要说很草率的就忽略了别人犯的错误或者自己犯的错误。我们应该要时刻警醒。用时刻警醒的有怜悯的心来爱别人。
I mentioned one of the worst examples of people who can be lacking in compassion is the church. I mentioned that the world around us needs to see that we are changed. That God's love, His compassion is within each of us, and that brings a peace among us.And that can bring a peace to them as well.
之前我提到了那个教会的例子，其实是一个非常糟糕的例子。那个例子让我们看到了，没有心存怜悯的话会是怎么样的。但是这个世界需要改变，需要我们用心存怜悯的心来去做事，去传福音。
We just read, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly."Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. This also is reaching out to the world around us as a church.
我们刚刚有读到说要把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，我们也读到说无论做什么，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名。
And the world needs to see that Matthew 5:13-16 says that we are the salt of the earth.
马太福音第五章说我们是世上的盐。
And that salt being used as that example was something that preserved things. We as his salt of the earth can preserve the people around us. We can help fight back that wickedness, that evil, the divisions, all of those things happening around us. If we are salty enough, we can help push that back and bring a message of peace to the world, a compassionate love to the world. We can preserve this world for Christ around us in the time that God has given us. We can be a part of holding back the darkness.
盐是被我们用来储存食物的，所以我们在这个世上就要像盐一样来保护这个世界，来保存这个世界。
But when that salt loses its saltiness, when we lose our compassion,
当盐没有了它的那个咸味的时候，就好像我们没有了怜悯之心一样。
That darkness and evil and the influence of Satan can come into those places and even more infiltrate.
那个时候撒旦魔鬼就会趁虚而入。
Sometimes it's not just only sharing the gospel. Sometimes it's being that encouragement and then being able to point people to the gospel. Sometimes it's someone going through something very dark and sad, and we can be that salt presence in their lives and say, listen, there is a God who does give you peace. You're not going to experience it anywhere else. You cannot find it in your job. You cannot find it in someone earthly, a person. You can only find that filling for that hole in your life in Jesus Christ.
所以我们要怎样来做世上的盐呢？我们应该要积极的传福音。当有人在遇到困难，他们困惑的时候，我们要告诉他们，其实有一位神，然后他爱我们，他那边有一切事情的答案。
And sometimes our saltiness goes away because we're too afraid that they will look at us the wrong way, or that they will think we hate them because we share the gospel with them. They will think that we are just this Bible thumper and we don't really care about their situation. But that cannot stop us from being the salt of the earth. That should never hold us back from showing compassion and love to others around us.
但有时候我们没有去认真的做，因为我们担心别人会误解我们只是一群来读圣经的人。但是呢，那不应该让这种思想来阻止我们用怜悯的心去爱别人。
Sometimes as believers, we can find ourselves too judgmental. That's a true case. We can really find ourselves being too judgmental to the world around us, expecting them to fit in this God-shaped box when they don't even have God in their life.
有时候我们就发现自己很容易去判定别人，有时候我们看别人都会用一个圣经的眼光来看他们，会看到他们没有做到的地方，但是我们忽略了一点，就是他们其实还不认识神。
So we can go in and our first thing that we point out is their sin.Is their struggle, their lifestyle, and we can go in and just target them with that, and they will totally miss the gospel message being presented to them because they only see that you hate them and that you think that what they're doing is totally wrong. And yes, maybe in cases it is wrong, but they need to see the loving forgiveness of Jesus Christ, that I am the same as you. I have been a sinner. I have done things wrong. And if we do not slow down to overlook the fault and share the gospel with them, yes, it will talk about sin. Yes, it will talk about love, but we are all the same. We are sinners, but we have the peaceful message that we are saved by grace.
如果我们一开始就指出别人的错误，告诉他们你们这样做是不属神的，那样子做也是不属神的，那我们就很容易被别人误解说其实我们非常的讨厌他们，非常的不喜欢他们，但事实是我们一开始就错过了把最重要的信息告诉他们，那就是神的爱是有怜悯的，我们自己也会犯错，我们自己也是罪人。
The Bible encourages us, God encourages us, speak the truth in what? Speak the truth in love.
所以神鼓励我们说要用爱心说诚实话。
You can't love only, and you can't just do the harsh truth only. They have to be together.
我们不能只说诚实话，或者只有爱心，我们要把两个合在一起。
The Pharisees were Satan's worst, or Jesus' worst enemies when he, on his earthly ministry here. They would point out the fault of everybody else, thinking that they were so good. And they expected those people to want to follow the God that they served. And it never happened.
那个时候法利赛人就是一群人，他们就很忠于指出别人的错误。
The difference is that Jesus, when he showed us how to talk to the world about the truth, is that he showed us compassion. He showed us, hey, I am down here with you. God came down here with us on the same level. And he said that I am going to die for you because I love you. That is compassion. We should never, as a church or Christians, think that we're better or that we have it all together.
所以那个时候耶稣所做的呢，并不是说像法利赛人那样就指出我们所做错的事情，而是他道成肉身来到我们中间来在十字架上替我们死，来帮我们洗清我们一切的罪。
So when we look at the homeless along the street, we look at a person of another skin color, which is not very different at all. When we look at the differences around us, and we just base who we talk to or will witness to off of those things, or we think that, well, they won't listen because they're a Muslim, or they won't listen because they've lived this kind of hard life. If we think that we're the Holy Spirit, shame on us. Because those things should never matter. We should be sharing the compassionate, loving gospel to every single person who God has placed around us. And we should not hold those barriers up because the world is doing that enough.
我们不应该就只凭别人的肤色，别人看起来的样子，还有别人的宗教信仰就来判定别人。我们应该用心存怜悯的爱心来对待身边的每一个人。
The world needs to see that there are Christians who really love God. I'm not saying the people who are in their face don't love God. I can't say that. But they need to see Christians who love God so much that they also, when we share the gospel with them, we see past maybe their lifestyle choices. We see past maybe their sin, and we see a person who is on the same level as us, a sinner, and that we tell them that Jesus reached his hand out for me, and he does that for you too. You need Jesus. And everything, that peace you're looking for, will be found. You will feel that. You will see that you have hope in your future. Only grab a hold of his hand that he has reached out for every one of us.
这个世界需要通过我们来看到神在我们身上的作为，他也需要能够借助我们传福音来认识到耶稣是那一位把我们从最终拯救出来的人。
This social media, the things going on all around us, we as believers need to be a salty presence in this world. We need to be effective. We need to show compassion to those around us, but we also especially need to show compassion to those within our own walls and work together to reach the lost people for Jesus Christ.
所以在现在的这个世界上，我们是需要做世界上的盐，我们需要来像盐保存食物一样来保存这个世界，我们需要用心存怜悯的爱心去爱别人。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Father through Him, Jesus Christ.
就像经上所说的，我们要叫耶稣的基督的平安在我们的心里做主，我们也要为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感恩的心。当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被感恩歌颂神。无论做什么，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
Compassion. Compassion is what we need.
我们需要心存怜悯。
Let's bow our hearts together.
那我们一起来做一个祷告。
Lord God, thank you that we can base our hope, base our peace, our compassion off of someone who has already done that for us.
亲爱的天父，感谢你，感谢你赐耶稣来到我们生命里，让我们能够学会如何有心有怜悯，心有感恩。
Off of you who is perfect, we can base that love and compassion.
感谢你为我们做这样一个完美的榜样，让我们学习如何心存怜悯。
Because God, within my heart, my flesh, there are times where I do not want to love that person.
有的时候我们真的是不想要爱身边的某一些人。
There are times where my heart is so cold that compassion is just not there.
有的时候我们发现我们的心里真的是没有怜悯。
So Lord, in those moments, I seek your forgiveness.
主啊，求你能够原谅我。
Lord, please, as a church, help us to model, not just to be a show, model in our hearts, Lord, this compassion that you've called us to.
主啊，求你帮助，来帮助我们教会能够找到这样真正的怜悯。
Help us not to just love the world, those people in the world with compassion, God, but also to love fellow brothers and sisters with that same compassion.
主啊，求你来帮助我们，来爱身边的人，来爱身边的弟兄姐妹。
Because God, without us as your church working together in unity, working together in compassion for each other, compassion for the lost, compassion for those who are coming and seeking, Lord, if we are not working together, how can we expect a world of non-believers, a world who does not know you, to see the change and the difference that you've made in our lives and can make in theirs as well?
主啊，求你来帮助我们能够同心合一的在你里面来传福音，用有怜悯的心来对待身边的人，来对待来到教会慕道的人。
Lord God, these words are not from mere man's mouth. These words are not mine. Your word is so true. And God, your word changes and convicts and helps us to see the world around us in the proper view.
主啊，感谢你赐给我们这样的话语来帮助我们，来带领我们。
So Lord God, I ask that we would be a people, that we would be a person that understands your compassionate love.
主啊，我们恳求你能够帮助我们成为能够真正理解你的话语的人，能够真正做出有怜悯的心的人。
Help us to see past the fault.
主啊，求你能够帮助我们能够不要老是盯着别人的过犯。
And help us to see each other and the world with compassion, just like you see us.
主啊，求你能够帮助我们来用怜悯的心来看身边的人，就像你看我们一样。
I thank you, God, I thank you for your word, your message this morning, because God, it convicts my heart.
主啊，感谢你今天早上给我们这样的信心。
And I thank you that you love us even in our mistakes, even in our impatience.Even in our lack of compassion, you love us.
主啊，感谢你仍旧爱我们，即使我们没有有时候没有怜悯的心，有时候没有一直来遵循你的道。主啊，感谢你一直这样爱我们。
And I pray for protection over our church.
主啊，求你能够保护我们的教会。
I pray, God, that as you're doing great things among us and the other churches in the community, that God, we would not allow Satan to put his foot in the door, that in Jesus' name you will cast him away from our midst.
主啊，求你来坚固我们，让我们不要被魔鬼撒旦所搅扰。
And that you would fill our hearts with love and compassion for each other.
主啊，求你来用充满怜悯的心来充满我们。
And I pray that God, we would serve you out of a compassionate heart.
主啊，求你能够帮助我们，能够用怜悯的心来在你里面服侍。
Because God, we can be so distracted by our life outside of church, outside of ministry, that we even separate those things, and they shouldn't be separated. Because our life is a ministry, our jobs are ministries. Everything we do, God, we should do it for you. So God, please help us to see every aspect of our life as a ministry, and that we show and bring that compassion into every area of service.
主啊，求你能够帮助我们，让我们不再把我们教会的生活和世界上的生活分得这么清楚。主啊，我们的生命就是一场宣教。主啊，求你能够帮助我们在我们生活的每一方面都能够用怜悯的心来来做事，来对待别人。
And Holy Spirit, we thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your wisdom and giving us reminders of what Jesus had said to us. Lord, Holy Spirit, we pray that we would be an effective church in this community, that we would be reaching the lost around us, and that we would be reaching each other and showing compassion to each other and to those out there as well.
主啊，感谢你带领我们教会，感谢你赐给我们智慧，求你能够帮助我们在这个在普渡这个宣教的合场上能够更好的传福音，能够用怜悯的心来传福音。
In your name, Jesus.
这样祷告是奉你的名， Amen.
Thank you.